is Fountain Hugh. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. My grandfather belonged to Thomas Jefferson. My grandfather was 115 years old when he died. And now I am 101 years old. We were slaves. We belonged to people. They sell us like they sell horses and cows. Bit on you the same as you're bitting on cattle, you know.
The tradition of Watch Night began in 1863 with the passage of the Emancipation Proclamation. On New Year's Eve, slaves gathered in church houses and cabins around the country to watch the night as they literally waited for freedom. As we gather this evening, we pause to remember the stony road we have trod, lifting the voices and spirits of our ancestors and praising God anew for the freedom we have all gained through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Next time you see, there come a whole troop of Yankees, all riding horses. They say, well, hi, all of you niggas is all free now. Yankees all going home.
Mom and them didn't know where to go. You see, after freedom broke, just turned, just like you turned something out, you know, didn't know where to go. That is where to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know where to go. Turn us out just like, you know, you turn out cattle. I say. You know, and old master didn't tell you, know, it was free.
He didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't tell. They waited till, I think now they said they waited them 6 months out of that. 6 months. And turned them loose on the 19th of June.
When freedom was declared, master wouldn't tell him. But mother, she hear him telling missus that the slaves was free, but they didn't know it, and he not gonna tell them till he makes another crop or two. When mother hear that, she said she slip out the chimney corner. Then she run to the field against master's will and told all the other slaves, and they quit work.
Colored people is free. You ought to be awful thankful. And some of them are sorry they are free now. Some of them know they'd rather be slaves.
Hmm. Which would you rather be, Uncle Fountain?
Me? If I thought that I'd ever be a slave again, I'd take a gun and just end it all right away.
The voices, thoughts, and feelings you have just experienced came from people who were born slaves, survived the Civil War, and lived through the Reconstruction. Former slave Tom Robinson said, "You can take anything. No matter how good you treat it, it wants to be free. You can treat it good and feed it good and give it everything it seems to want. But if you open the cage, it's happy. I was free.